Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
He still lies as a child.
Really?
Not like often, like it was, he probably lying.
Yeah.
But man, if I'm committed, I am committed.
You got
to. I'm committed. I
cover this whole story.
Like, I remember printing out my version of a progress report. Because the one that the school issued, I had issues with the one that the school issued. I'm not talking about F to B. I'm talking about going to the printer in the office in my parents' house and printing it on a dot matrix printer where it's clear.
I'm making a whole new progress
report. It's clear. And I could actually, because they used to give it to us in strip. Every class would get a strip because I guess they print like 4 or 6 on a page, cut it out, hand it to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought about that. We need to get it in strips. We need to do this, need to do that. And I remember my dad just entertaining it one time, man. I gave it to him, and I actually told him that.
They tried to count me out. I'ma gonna count me in. Fill up my bank account. Now I got something to spend.
Okay. After all the delays, welcome to the Dear Son Show. We have meaningful conversations about life through the lens of fatherhood, forefathers, those with fathers, and the fatherless. So nobody's left out. These are the conversations we want our sons to access as they grow through life in the manhood. So no topics are off limits. I'm one of your hosts, D. Johns.
I'm your other host, Jay Black.
What's good? I'm running it, right?
You running
it on me?
Yes.
Y'all be jumping.
Yes, sir.
I get antsy, man. What's going on with you? How you feeling?
Man, I feel good. Everything good. I had some tests this week and
academic?
I feel like I came out on
life. It's life. Oh.
Life. Okay. Life came out on the other side.
Okay.
Came out on the other side. All the academic, that kick off tomorrow. Well, I'm sorry. This whole week, actually. That too, so now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you, man? What's good? What's different?
It's been a good week, man. It's been a couple of days of daddy daycare.
Yeah.
Wifey and my senior, Miss Autopilot, they went to the North Carolina A&T.
Man.
So closer to home, but they had an opportunity to tour the campus was part of it, but Kerry Washington was either on a panel or speaking.
Yeah.
My wife's best friend was moderating.
Really?
So she put that play together, got up in a room, sent me a picture. I told her she, you know, don't trip when Carrie look at Imani and see my face. It didn't necessarily end well.
Yeah, so, let it be.
Don't press it. I don't know what happened. She said they took pictures and then she kind of bolted off. I was like, you know.
That's it. She was trying to keep her hands clean.
I was younger.
Yeah.
I was younger and immature.
Don't hold it against
me. Yeah, man. But nah, in all seriousness, it was dope. Like, Imani is so humble.
Man.
And so doing above and beyond anything her mother or I did academically.
Right. Love to see it, man. Yeah. I do. She gonna dance over there?
She's interested in HBCUs because she wants that element.
Yeah.
Most schools have some kind of something, step, cheer, what have you.
Yep.
So that's of interest to her, but pre-med is primary.
As it should be, because we need her.
Yeah.
We need that mind working, man, for real.
It's primary, man. So it's been an interesting week. My oldest daughter stepped up, helped out with the drop-offs and pickups.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Been a good week, man. We had some progress on the other series that we've referenced on here that'll be on the network.
Yes.
All I can say is God is great. And some of these connections, the cool thing about these connections are they're legitimate decision makers.
Yeah.
They're not parading around on social media for the sake of being seen on social media. They step us.
They step us. They step us and they make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited about how the network is, and everybody's the other thing, everybody's approaching it as an expansion to the greater network.
Yes.
Nobody's coming in as if they're doing a favor higher than I. It's been good, man.
And so that's key. That's key. That energy can go left or right.
Yeah.
So when the energy is right and it's adding value to what's going on for the sake of, I see what this thing doing and whatever I can do to make this thing grow or add to the growth.
Yeah.
Please use me.
Yeah. I'm just trying not to take it too far.
Listen, no such thing.
Try not to go too far, if you will, man. Yeah. But I see it happening. It's that nervous energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's like, you know how you make plans and then sometimes God laughs and then sometimes your plans actually align with his will and it's like, doop, doop, doop.
This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
You move over here, you stand right here, it's going to drop on you and drop in your lap.
Yeah.
But I think at this stage of life, I'm prepared for it. So it's cool.
Yeah. Everything leading up to now.
Yeah.
That's what it's been doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's get right into it, man.
Let's
tonight we pontificated. For a minute.
Like that. Speaking of like that, like, share, subscribe.
Segway.
That. That's very important.
The segue.
Very important.
Very important.
Yes.
Like, I know sometimes I breeze past it, but it actually helps when you engage with our content.
Yeah.
Like, the share, comment, activity tells the platform that this content is valuable. So again, we appreciate the DMs, the text, the phone calls. Say it with your chest, with your fingers.
Absolutely.
Online.
And mean what you say.
Mean what
because
you say.
Because we do interact. We do follow up.
Yeah.
And sometimes people kind of, I didn't say that. Sure, you did. It's right here.
You absolutely
Let's talk
did.
About it.
Well, I didn't mean for you to read it.
Well, yeah.
Well, you wrote it.
Let's talk about it.
Why you write it then. But tonight we're talking about kind of in that similar vein, I went too far.
I went too far. I went too far.
Pick a point. Pick a place in life. Pick a stage in life, man.
Listen, that's a underlying story to my life. Now that I think about it, man, it's in my nature to go too far, and that's good and bad.
Right.
That's good and bad. Overindulge, or you know, I've been told I'm a sore winner. I go too far. You're bad. You know, you root for a loser. You know, you're going to get this smoke.
I win too good.
Yeah, I win too hard. Good, man. Feel good, you know.
Yeah.
But so, as you can tell, this is going to be light.
Yeah.
We're going to have some heavy, but there's some light scenarios that are going to apply. But there's some real life things that we'll talk about.
Sure.
Too. So... trying to pull myself together, man.
Yeah.
My sense of humor get carried away.
Too far.
But you, and I know you driving, and typically when you're driving, I'll jump out there.
Yeah.
But I've heard some too far stories based on the crew and the background and the, you know, act like you don't see a Fry's in the parking lot. There's so many too far stories.
Too far.
But where you want to go? You want to take go to the light side or you want to go heavy?
Try to think of which one I want to share, man. that story about the fries created a little bit of a little nostalgic conversations in the comment. But I told him, I was like, man, I'm putting cases on every last one of you folks. Jig is up.
The jig is up.
I'm talking. Where's the cheese?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
It ain't that serious, man. But we're too far. What's a good too far story? Here's. I don't know. So. Four of us, right? Core four.
Yeah.
June Rock was one of the four in that story.
Yeah.
I got plenty of brothers, but, you know, that was one of the original cliques that I rode with.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was some other people that was connected to us, you know, we hang out with people. We'd be at their house, they'd be at our house. This one particular evening, we went to the one of the individuals that would hang out with us. We went to their house, right? And it was so comfortable that no parents were cool, everybody was cool. Like right. You kind of walk up in their house.
Right, right.
Well, we walked up in this one, I'm not going to say the name.
Oh, no.
We walked up in this one individual's house, kind of messed some stuff around, right? Realized nobody was home, but the door was open, right? So we just kind of went there, made ourselves at home, shuffled some stuff around. And on the refrigerator, we left a note that said LMDs, L-E-M-Ds, lock them doors. We thought it was hilarious. we thought it was a riot. So the person that comes home who actually lives in the house and belongs there, wasn't expecting things to be disheveled, comes home and they're in a frenzy.
I've been robbed.
They're in a frenzy. Yeah. They think something's happening. I don't know if they actually called the police, but they were very, very nervous, right? And yeah. Somehow the conversation got back to us, like, you know, because we were all in a general circle like that. Like, somebody got in my house, blah, 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 blah. And we like, I don't even want to say who fessed up, but it was like, you know, that was us. You ain't see the no LMDs. That joke was hot.
Should be.
Hot for playing a solid,
yeah.
For a
yeah.
solid year playing around, man. Yeah. But, you know, just ignorant stuff like that, man.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
got plenty of them.
Oh, listen.
Plenty of them.
I have too many of those, and they so specific that even if
you
change the names to protect the innocent, people still gonna know who they are, yeah. man. So I'll take that and slide over a bit with going too far informationally, and this ties to a conversation we had prior to us recording that sometimes we're doing something. And it feels so good.
Mm.
You're so happy. You're so proud about how it's going that if you're a genuine person and you have a good heart and you like to see other people win,
yeah.
and you sometimes reach out too soon. And when you do, and you're sharing and you're what you deem as good information, motivational, hey, man, we're doing this. I got this going on. This is going to turn out like this. The issue is now. Somebody who really don't want to see you succeed, they're taking that information to stop or impede your progress.
Yeah.
They don't want to see you win. They don't want to see you do well. So the too far in that is sometimes we go too far, or I've gone too far sharing what the details of a move looks like or is happening. Like the young ladies, without going into too much detail about, they're now being sued because they are reverse discrimination.
Yeah. Black women empowering other black women through economic funding.
Yes. Yes.
They're excluding.
Yes. So as I'm glad we see that's the universe, that universe working. Let's look at that. Let's hold our personal stories for a moment on that. And let's go more into society right now.
Mm.
Society going too far.
Mm-hmm.
We often acknowledge that once we, and when I say we, I mean we as a people, we as a culture, when we learn the rules, when we finally learn the rules of a particular game, typically the rules change.
Yeah.
So because of that, do we go too far showing and proving that we've finally learned the rules? Should we hold that information and continue to operate publicly in a space of we haven't quite caught on yet, we're still behind, but yet you're still moving and you're actually indeed catching up. But are we going too far announcing that we're catching up? What you think about that?
I think that's it's almost a lose-lose, no matter how you slice it, because in a sense, we're having to dumb down and not be our authentic selves and celebrate the way that others, you know, in other cultures, other ethnicities are allowed to,
right.
Where it's acceptable. or where there's an expectation that'll happen. So we can't be who we are because we're trying to not be loud, not be showing out, and not be braggadocious. And then we also have to worry about that internally. Yes. Within our culture.
Yes.
Right? Because there, those that don't advance as far as others will see that as a threat or see it as a almost an attempt to exclude them because you have this information that I don't have.
Right.
You're a show off. You're just like the when being smart wasn't cool as a kid.
Right.
If you were right. that smart, you kind of played dumb to a degree.
Yes.
I don't know if we've gone too far to protect or too far to hide. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's I'm not a braggadocious person in general. Right. Like right. If I do something, like I have high expectations of me. So if I do something, it's like cool, on to the next thing. And sometimes, honestly, I feel like I'm that way because I don't want to make anybody else feel small.
Right.
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 And there seems to be this natural dynamic of if one grows, the other one automatically shrinks.
Yeah.
Like there's this inverse relationship where you can't just grow faster than a person. If you're growing now, we're really separating the gap. It's almost like we're going in different directions. So I'm mindful of it. So I guess in a sense, as I'm listening to my answer, I kind of play into it on the side of shrinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not being so bold with it.
Yeah. And that's kind of a talking point in the media right now, dealing with Coach Sanders down in Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Colorado. Buffs,
yeah, the Buffs. Yeah.
Colorado. But he's making a point. He's making it his business that you feel like I'm taking it too far. I'm right. too flamboyant. I'm too
confident.
Or
cocky.
Cocky.
Yeah.
And because of that, how important is it to us? Or I don't want to even make it a question. I want to actually make it a statement that it plays into set your own standards. Mm. And what I mean by that is you determine what's your level of the line.
Yeah.
Because if you exist in life constantly checking the temperature of the room to figure out how confident should I be? How open should I be? How much of my personal life or accomplishments should I share with the world?
Right.
Based on other people's thermometer. Now, are you truly being yourself? Because is it your too far or is it someone else's too far?
Yeah.
So I guess the question that was spin off of that is the dangers. I'd like to look at the dangers associated with what should be the gauge of what's too far.
Yeah. So that's, I don't know if it was Dion, but it's, a pretty old saying or philosophy of being the thermostat versus being the thermometer.
Man.
Right. The thermostat is in control. Control sets the tones of the room, the environment from a temperature standpoint, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
Thermostat is responsible for it. The thermometer is useful because it says what the thermostat is doing, but the thermostat is actually controlling it.
Yeah.
So that's how I see Dion and because what he's doing everywhere he goes mm-hmm. is shifting the belief system of these young men.
Yes.
Right? They're believing in him. In turn, they believe, like they learn to believe in themselves, and they have a greater expectation of success or what excellence looks like.
Right.
Which is a very powerful thing and a very powerful shift.
Yes.
If we could coordinate that across, even if it was just sports.
Yeah.
What if there was 10 Dion? Would that would do the sport?
Yes.
Or if there was another Dion in another industry, and I'm sure there are, but the point is, like, that unified, coordinated approach to going what some consider too far,
mm-hmm.
creating
mm-hmm.
a new standard, as you were suggesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you shift things, right? Just like how we talk about changing the narrative of our family. Me taking my family to live overseas was too far for my parents.
Right.
But my mom, my dad kind of got it.
Right.
But at that moment, it was too far.
Yeah.
Now, the example created an experience for her that pushed her beyond her comfort zone, and then it became the norm.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
She got on the plane, came over, and figured out. So, sometimes going beyond one's expectation of understanding allows them to peek into what is beyond their expectation of understanding and maybe make that kind of shift.
Yes.
So too far is a necessity.
It is. And the message in that is to our children, our sons, our daughters, their son, don't allow someone else's comfort to set the standard for what's too far.
Yeah.
And that could be academically, that could be growth, spiritually. They're in school every day with all of these thousands of different personalities.
Thousands.
So now you have the administration, you have these teachers inside the classrooms, and we're not in the class, so we don't know what the teachers are exposing our children to. Sometimes we see these little clips and videos online where a child or someone, they're pulling video out of the class and showing how the teachers are acting and reacting to these children.
Right.
And some of them, we have to be mindful of their thought processes are antiquated. So now, because they're uncomfortable with the level of expression of our children, they're trying to implement their own curriculum, if you will, of lessening them or their spirits or their minds or their ambition. So now, if I can single-handedly, if I have 20 children per class, 5 classes a day, I'm affecting 100 children per day.
Right.
So imagine now if you're that seed, you're planted, speaking of the teacher, and I'm artificially setting these ceilings and boundaries of what's too far. And now if I could just get this 100 children per day, 5 days a week for, I don't know how long they're in school, 6 months.
Right.
5 months, whatever that is. Imagine if we're not having these conversations about what's too far or what's not too far with our own children. And somebody's already setting that standard, that boundary, that roadblock. And now our children are buying into it because no one's combating that idea or telling them that's false. That's not a ceiling. That's beyond your starting point is already beyond where they're trying to make you stop. But if nobody explains it or points it out, we have a problem.
You wove that right into where I was thinking as well, in terms of teachers that have reached their limit.
Yes.
Right? Where maybe their career end of career. And it's not worth them to change or adjust, right? And they think that there's a value in that old fashioned way. And as a approaching old headness, old head number, whatever we want to call that.
Yeah.
I understand that, because there are some things that my first reaction is, I'm just this way.
Yeah.
You should come to where I'm at, because I'm anchored, and you need to have some certainty in your life. And my thought pattern represents certainty, because this is what I know.
Yes.
And this is what my parents told me.
Yep.
But at some point, just like I talked about the whole going overseas, you have to live beyond the even sometimes the belief of the generation prior.
You do.
That's what technology does.
It is.
Right?
It is.
Because there's no way my grandmother thought that she would pick up a phone that didn't have a cord.
Yeah.
Either talk to me or watch a movie.
Or
preposterous.
Watch this. Or call from one state to another and not pay extra per minute that I'm on the phone.
Right.
They used to charge us for long distance. You see what I mean? So the reality changes and evolves. Yeah. So you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So too far, man. Well, I'm going to come back to some.
Yeah.
Some mischievous.
Here we go.
It's anecdotes of going too far. No, I'll go to it, because I used to I used to lie as a child.
Really?
Not like often, like it was he probably lying.
Yeah.
But man, if I'm committed, I am committed.
You got
to. I'm committed. I
cover this whole story.
Like I remember printing out my version of a progress report. Because the one that the school issued, I had issues with the one that the school issued. I'm not talking about F to B. I'm talking about going to the printer in the office in my parents' house and printing it on a dot matrix printer where it's clear.
I'm making a whole new.
It's clear.
I'm making a whole new progress
it's
report.
It's clear. And I could actually, because they used to give it to us in strip. Every class would get a strip because I guess they print like 4 or 6 on a page, cut it out, hand it to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought about that. We need to get it in strips. We need to do this, need to do that. And I remember my dad just entertaining it one time, man. I gave it to him and I actually told him that the teacher had to print it at home because she couldn't get it printed at school. So that's why it looked funny.
Yeah.
This joker, I don't know if it's him or my mom actually called the teacher, had the conversation, and just let me commit.
Yeah.
Let
See,
me
how far
commit.
You gonna take this?
Yeah, let me commit. I don't remember if I was still getting beat at that time. I don't think because it's high school. I think I got my last whipping. I don't remember the date, but I remember it was in 7th grade.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad beat me and he apologized. He was like,
I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah, I made you feel less than a human, less than a man doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, all I did was run away. Whole another conversation. I would commit until the bottom fell out of it.
Yeah.
For no reason, like making all of it worse.
Listen.
All of it.
We don't see it at the time. And
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Speaking of not seeing it at the time, I'll tell you about another instance where I hate gambling, personally.
Really?
Believe it or not, I feel like I'm playing with money, and I can't do that. And my wife, she's constantly like, let's go to the casino. And I got a funny story about that. Her uncle, when I first met her, I'm not going to say. She got a... Took me fast. But anyway, a dealer, blackjack dealer, took me fast. But anyway, prior to that, I don't care about gambling, casinos. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
However, I will take a friendly wager on sports, but it's action-based, not money. I take people money on sports too, but that's different. These people I know, and they rooting for these whooping tard teams. It's sports season. I got to put this in here, man. Because after this week, there's a lot of teams skating right now. And I know this off topic. I just got to get this out, man. It's a lot of teams skating out here right now with their little 2-0 records. And there are some people that's 2-0 that should not be. I'm not calling
were they
people
the
names.
Commandos?
I don't know what they call those people. But
the Geronimos or whatever?
Okay, I'll be messy. The Cowboys shouldn't be 2-0. I don't care. The Saints.
We shouldn't be 2-0.
I don't care.
That's hilarious.
The Saints certainly should not be 2-0. However, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 2-0, and they should be. And that's a good segue. I'm going to the game.
Yeah.
So y'all hold that water.
Listen. So if they finish 2-15, then what?
Who?
Yeah.
Who would do that? The Cowboys? Because y'all have lost one of your defensive guys.
Yeah,
he tore his ACL. Y'all done.
They still got the best defense in the league. That's what fantasy football say anyway.
Just going back to my too far comment. Yeah. I've been known to
you
to
just wager. Went too far. That was an example.
That was. Yeah. So I typically carry a beard or wear a beard, and I've been put on notice that the weather is changing. It's time to grow my hair back out and my beard. Mm. So
what? It wasn't in the house, was it? It wasn't in the house, was it?
What? What was in the house?
That directive.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, my wife told me time to get my life back together.
That would be like men telling women what to wear.
Uh-oh. That's funny because I know guys will not bet me to shave their beard off if they little team lose because this gentleman, he went to Grambling. So take that with a grain of salt. But
consider the source.
Yeah, this brother.
I have no stake in it. I didn't.
He said his wife won't let him. He was like, that's not mine, it's hers. And she won't let me cut it off if I lose. That's taking it too far. Mm. That's too far, young man. Mm. So yeah, I'm shooting people, man.
Pew.
Yeah. So I'm about to grow my beard back out. About to grow my hair back out. That's not to say she took it too far telling me what time it is.
I feel like that was a slight because, you know, I can't grow my hair. I don't. You was looking at my hairline when you said it. I don't really. You slick talking out here. Like, I grew my hair for 9 months and it looked like this.
Don't do it. Hey.
It looked just like this
I didn't join the bandwagon shooting slug at you for your birthday. I didn't do it. I did not do it.
What did you?
I didn't. Go check the records.
There
was a lot of headway made, yeah. But I left it where it was,
it's
man.
A lot of headway made.
Okay. We're getting off task right now. I just want everybody to understand that if you're overly confident in your little teams, taking it too far. Reel yourself in, guys. Reel yourself in. What you got on that? Because I know you're one of those people that you root for them, but you say you're a realist about it. And that
for certain. That's my truth. I live it every
that
year.
I just kind of feel like I know they're gonna lose.
But it's too far. You're taking it too far. Wow. It ain't that. I just like my life is in shambles. Fantasy football destroyed in any love. Like I never played football, so I don't have that kind of love. Like y'all got X's and O's.
Yeah.
If the halfback went to the down, I don't know none of that. High two cover low.
That's to right the up mid, there with you not to knowing the mid, music. Right. Go
way
ahead.
Way too far.
Keep going.
But yeah, I'm you know, if the game is on, the game is on.
Wow.
As long as we beat the team in Washington twice a year.
The camera on. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I said that in the stadium. I say the stadium.
Wow.
But yeah, man, I did. So we really got off. We went too far.
I had to get that out. That was.
But circling back to me taking it too far as a child.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a silver lining in it is, I believe I've tried all of it. So when I advise my children, I think it's different than my parents advising me because I don't think they actually live that life. I went out there and did the recon. I didn't court every punishment. I didn't get every.
You can speak on.
Yes.
Been there, done that.
So when I'm telling them, y'all should really adhere to this. That's why I get so frustrated because this is for your benefit.
Thank me later.
I've already walked the trail and this is where it goes.
I told you, man, that's our other catchphrase, if you will, that by the time you finish watching the Dear Son podcast, all of that, I wish I knew then what I know now. That's out the window. You have no excuse not to be a great person.
You're welcome.
A great parent.
You're welcome.
A great father.
It's been our pleasure.
Have better selection of teams you root for. We're working on that. You should be better rooted in music. We're working on that as well.
Y'all playing all the games this year?
We playing what?
Y'all playing all the games this year?
Are we playing all the games?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Just asking. Right?
You talking about Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Are we playing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You mean like showing up and playing? My team? How else are we going?
That stitch is on you. So the whole my team, like I don't, the inflex doesn't really.
How else are we going to the playoffs?
Everybody get tickets.
That's interesting.
everybody get tickets to the Super Bowl.
We're going
to
be on the field, though. We're going to be on the field, Jack. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to listen.
I promise you.
You know what just happened? We don't have enough outlets. We got to create another outlet. And I know this probably not going to make it because we so off task.
The year that we go.
Go to what?
I need to look to the right and you be sitting right beside me.
Go to what? Are you talking about the Cowboys going to the year. Man?
When is it not our year? Yeah. That's what y'all say. It's always our year. Do y'all agree?
If the Cowboys go to the Super Bowl, I'll wear a cowboy hat. And that's blasphemy in my house. You have to know.
It's like coming to the light. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is.
Man, that's like
coming to the light, man.
It's rubbing your hand in COVID, but we're not going to do this. Yeah.
Too far, man. I gave an anecdotal account of my parents watching me take it too far. You ever watch your kids take it too far for lesson sake?
Oh, yeah. It's necessary because if I stop you too soon, you're not going to get the message. as long as your life not on the line, sometimes I have to let you go all the way.
Yeah.
All the way. So we recently, trying to see if I even want to tell this story. No, put a pin in that. Put a pin in that. I'm trying to think of something clean enough or stand up enough that I could share and not be absurd.
I don't think I let mine go far enough. Because I'd be too frustrated with what it's going to cost me. Like, how is this going to, what does the cleanup look like for me? And if the cleanup outweighs the lesson, sometimes they don't get the lesson. Sometimes.
That's interesting.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes. That's interesting. That's just like you're thinking about the older set. That's a little different versus the younger set. Then the younger set, the consequences are different. It's a matter of watching you try to pour this orange juice in this cup and you were just told you couldn't have that orange juice, so I'm going to let you go on. But the older, it's 98 degrees outside, and you roll up on me and say, hey, going to the park, practice on my basketball. It's a Saturday. It's like 12 noon. It's the peak of the heat. Of the day. And you going around to the park to go work on your basketball game in this good 98, 99 degree. Hey, which park you going to? Because it's one right here. You going across the neighborhood. And I just happen to know who lives one street from that park. But we're going to the park to work on our basketball game. Stay tuned.
Spam. I ain't going to let you do my boy like that.
Stay tuned.
Spam.
No, stay Spam. Tuned. No, Spam. No, 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 no. No. Keep Spam. Hooping, son.
Yeah.
Keep hooping. Stay tuned.
I'm waiting for that with, maybe I missed it. I can't say when it comes to dating or being interested in somebody, all of my kids have come, well, some more immediate than others have come forward. But sometimes some conversations, I'm like, ooh, I won't prepare for you to say that. But it's a dope thing to be able to, to have that kind of like connection or open channel. And I'm not patting myself on the back because sometimes I'm like, how did y'all become this emotionally mature when I'm not? What pieces are you picking up and what we're showing you to where you're mature enough to to know that this is a necessary conversation, even if I'm not the one that initiated it.
True.
And that's a very dope thing. But I know in my youth, I've taken it too far.
Yeah.
Trying to chase love, trying to chase, even when it wasn't love, just trying to be in somebody's face.
Buddy.
You know what I'm saying?
I took that too far. I did. I thank God I'm married right now, because I probably would be on the gas in this this current climate we live in right now is different. Mm. So I thank God for distraction.
Yeah.
I thank God for come sit over here.
Redirection.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What, man, that's an interesting kind of segue into, because we have the older set of kids that are dating, and like what's too far? Like, how do you, I'm having to learn in real time where to draw the line of experience and shelter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When it comes to potential heartbreak, because that's different than the hot stove or the other stumbles of life. Because I think heartbreak is a stumble, is a very normal stumble of life too. But
yes.
Like, I feel for it with my boys, but with my daughters, it's really, who we having a conversation with? Oh, conversation we had earlier, the guest was talking about, I was asking, because he has a young daughter, and I was asking him what things concern him as his daughter matures in this world. And we started talking about choosing partners.
Mm-hmm.
And he says something to the effect of, he's going to invest time in her partner to ensure her partner has the best chance of being what she needs. And I said, my energy has always been ready to check the partner when the partner goes left. Call dad, I'm gonna show up. So I'm reserving this energy for something very negative, but kind of spending it to a positive. He's like, well, these experiences that I have are experiences of me, your son, right?
Yes.
So pouring into somebody that your daughter will ultimately invest in to ensure that they have the best chance of being what your daughter needs. I was like, wow.
That's never, a spin.
Never have I ever even considered that.
That's a spin. That's a good spin. Yeah. But where do you choose to start? You know what I mean? Like, do I pour into everything that's moving and coming
right,
in the
right,
door?
Right. I mean, it has to be some sign of longevity in the future, not just like puppy. Well, who's to say?
Right. Because I would like to see, and even this is toxic. It sounds toxic, rather, as I'm even thinking about it. But we constantly say we'd like to see you get your bumps and bruises early. Mm. Like, don't go off to college and get your first heartbreak. But should you be dating on a level so serious to have your heart broken in high school? Some people say, oh, it's inevitable because they're doing it anyway. And if you're not open, they're going to sneak and do it. True. But at the same time, if you're having the conversations about discouraging it being so intense, you don't have any control over it, but at least the conversation was had, right?
Right.
So now if it does progress and you get your first heartbreak in college or after college or whatever your life has going on later, and the later and later and later in life that you start to get those lessons, and now you're trying to experiment and do and try things that were typically tried or experienced far before you get it.
Right.
Will that person now who did get the experience that you're interacting with now, will they use that knowledge against you? Because now they've figured out, oh, you haven't even been through this. You don't know this manipulation when you see it.
Yep.
Does it trigger that person to then try it? So then that's where parents are like, oh, I just want you to get it out now. That way you're right here at home. You're safe at home. We can coach you through it. things that'll kind of distract your mind and get you over that hurtful hump and back to yourself. That way, when you're out on your own in the world, you now can do it yourself. You can nurse yourself back to full strength, if you will.
Yeah, that's a real scenario, having a conversation with another platform, mm-hmm. where a lady had experienced that, where wow. she was so focused on school, academics, being successful early, that when she became an adult, she was picking her partners for the wrong reason.
Man.
Because of timing, right? I should be with somebody right now.
Right.
I should be having a child by now.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I need this kind of person at this stage in my life, but not considering where life was really going and how long you could be together. And that was eye-opening, because there's something about being open to other perspectives, not that you have to adopt them.
Yeah.
But it kind of challenges the way that you think. Just like we had these conversations, that's why I appreciate it. It'll be a small tweak to, we live on the same street, but opposite sides.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
That model on that side is not that model on that side. We're in the same neighborhood.
Yes.
So it's like I really appreciate it, having, like, just with where this phase of my life is going and being open to new and different information has really, really helped me grow.
Yeah.
Right. Cause I was, again, too far, not a cheesy callback, but I was too far into, my circle is my circle. I got what I got, even down to what I eat.
Yeah.
I like these five things.
Right. Right.
I don't need to, I don't need to try nothing else new.
Yeah.
And then I find out that Brussels sprouts were delicious.
They have their
moments. I'm not asking. But
they have their moments.
Yeah,
they
little do. Roasted, little balsamic. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hook it up.
Yeah, they have their moments.
But, you know? I mean, for the first, it did the same thing with, that my wife takes credit for, guacamole.
Is that?
She takes credit for showing me guacamole.
Are you giving her credit, though?
I'm not. She's do it. She's do it, but I'm still withholding that one.
If not for her, would you have tried it?
No. I didn't try it for years when she was asking.
But eventually.
Just slipped up one time. I was like, man.
Boom.
Mash it up.
She gave it to you?
Little garlic, little lime squeeze.
Did she give it to you?
We was out to eat.
Did she give it to you?
She ordered it.
She ordered it.
Yeah.
So
I'm clear where you're going. I'm just saying I'm not giving her credit yet. I'm still petty with this.
Holy cow. Holy cow. Too far.
I told you. Like y'all have been seeing the best of me. The rest of me is some too. And we laughing, but that, I mean, to go through life that way,
yeah.
I know I'm not an isolated case of that. Yeah. So I think people have their version of that, whether it's guacamole or learning a new skill or being open to love again after you've been hurt. Like, it's all the same kind of energy.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the severity or significance may differ, but I lived a lot of my life like too far to my own ways. I know too much. I just didn't want to see it how other people would see it.
That's interesting.
Too far left.
Okay. Okay. Too far left. I'm going to watch how I tie this in. Mm. I'm going to create a series. It's live, too. I'm going to try live. I don't know. Because now that I think about the participants, they're a little loose. I was going to say a little chump check-in on Fridays. Maybe do a video call or a little live or something on one of the social media platforms and just see what boys' heads are with their little teams and what they got going on. You know, upcoming weekend, man, a lot going on because everybody pretty much have, you know, they have a college team, they have a pro team. So Friday, the chump check in, man. Maybe if I tell them they live, they'll be mindful of their words, man. Oh, but you on the list.
We got 13 more weeks of this. 14.
You on the list. You.
16 to 18 more weeks of this.
Watch this. Travis Mitchell. Derrick Johns. Marquis Hamilton. Ryan Holmes. Derrick Smith. I can name all you people, man. I'm calling you guys.
You know where I live.
Y'all gonna talk to me. Y'all gonna talk to me.
Live. Know where I live.
Chump check in.
Live.
Fridays.
Boy, they're going too far. Man.
I think this is a good rap spot, yeah, man, because I'm going to keep pulling these slugs out.
I was about to say, the risk of going too far with this nonsense you talking about.
Hey,
you know, let's reel this back in. Some of it was comedic. Some of it was lighthearted. Yes. But I hope we don't miss the message, as my partner called out, man. It's, just be aware.
Please. Like,
sometimes we can laugh our way into being more mindful about a thing.
True.
Right?
True.
We were due for one of these because we've been kind of... Episode's been loaded.
Yeah.
Episode's been loaded with some real necessary conversations.
Yes.
We ain't running from nothing.
No.
But it's always good to have a little lightheartedness. So with that, you know, the huge shout out to Love Keisha J Studios.
Yes.
Guacamole aside, she's a fantastic individual. My wife.
God,
yeah.
It's hard out here.
Man.
It's hard out here.
That Joker just got a machine.
It's showtime.
It's showtime, but she wants it upstairs.
What are we waiting on?
Okay.
What are we waiting on?
Yeah, before you go to, we're gonna go to where it's at. That's fine.
I've been on my iron jack.
I'm glad you have.
Man, on camera.
I am glad you have.
On camera.
Yeah. I'm glad you have. But I'll shit about that too. John's company.
Yes.
Salute to the network of people yielding network products. Because there's these relationships that are happening to the left and right are taking the whole ship higher and higher. And it's turning into right now opportunities and long-term relationships that are all necessary. Salute to Philip Washington Jr. Please say Jr. I know we've mentioned him a few times before, but we stopped mentioning him when he stops doing meaningful things in between episodes.
You'll never stop hearing about that brother, man.
Real, I hate saying game or plays, but like
insight.
Strategies. Yeah. And then he's like, here's a strategy I thought about. The next call is, so I went down this path with this strategy. We're good to go here. We got to pivot here. The next call is, I think I got it all laid out. What do you think? Here's what we can do. I'm like, woo.
Listen, keep that brain sharp, woo. Jack. Sharp.
Woo.
Sharp.
Woo, woo.
I'm thankful.
What you got with the Flexion Dynasty?
Flexion Chiropractic. We're growing. Staff's getting deeper and better. Some alternative treatment plans are being put together. And I want to start looking more into that because we as a people, we often wait till our health is so bad that we need extreme measures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's painful getting back to normal, but you can get back to normal if you don't deteriorate beyond a certain point.
Right.
There's a such thing called maximum medical improvement. And sometimes if we wait too late, like we have so much scar tissue in an area, it's simple thing. I don't want to go into a lot of detail, but I would like to see our people. And when I say our people, I mean our community, Black, white, Hispanic. I don't care about that. Just more so live a better life. So Flexion Chiropractic, we're geared more towards sharing information with people that'll help them, that don't cost you a dime. Just do these simple things. Pull yourself together.
Dope.
Yeah.
Hope you guys had a good time. We sure did. We appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.
They tried to count me out. I'ma go count me in. Fill up my bank account. Now I got something to spend. Nah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I just
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.